The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is your superintendent, Sam Melton. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Sam, welcome back to Super Chat.
Well, thanks, Gary. I appreciate being on.
Well, you're quite welcome. I always appreciate our conversations. I was hoping that you could bring our listeners up to date on all of the state testing that has been going on.
Yes, it's a busy time in every school corporation in Indiana, but especially here at Jackson Dell, as we are currently going through iLearn, which is the state testing that takes place from third grade on through eighth grade. And there's some other tests that are thrown in there as well. But iLearn's a big one. That's the one that the state kind of their analysis on how we've done for the year and how the students have done. It takes several weeks to get all these tests completed for the grades. So the teachers, the administrators are super busy trying to get those tests completed. And if you have someone absent, trying to get them made up. And then, of course, the students are spending a lot of their mornings doing these tests. So it is a busy time, and we're always trying to do our best. Like I said, very busy, very chaotic as far as the staff and students go, but we're just about finished.
It's my understanding that you should be finished now, I think, with the iRead 3 testing. So how did that go?
Correct. Yeah. So iRead 3 testing is complete. And they changed this a year or two ago where we can actually give iRead 3 to second grade students as well. And that's one to try and analyze, okay, where are those second graders at as we're getting close to third grade? But also if they have done well enough and they pass iRead 3 as a second grader, then they do not have to take that in third grade. So we had second and third graders take that test here just 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I know the scores are embargoed, and we're kind of waiting for the official results, but I think we did well. And I know we had quite a few second grade students that passed that test. So that's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I would say, you know, being able to give the second graders that iRead 3 test, it seems like that would give you a little bit more of an advance, kind of a heads up on maybe students that are going to need some extra remedial assistance, right?
Absolutely. And that's really what the state testing is all about. And not just state testing, but we have our own assessments. We've used NWEA, which is another assessment that takes place 3 times a year. We've used that at Jackson Dell for years. What we do is we take that data to try and determine, okay, where's that student at? How much have they grown? Or maybe they haven't grown. And then we can cater that educational experience for that student the best we can based on these results. So there's a lot of data that goes into it. The teachers spend a lot more time than probably anyone would realize trying to analyze the data, the scores, where these students are at to try and customize that education for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Busy, busy time for teachers. You know, in addition to all of the state-mandated testing, do you also offer your high school students an opportunity to take the SAT test?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I believe that all of our students take the SAT just as a kind of prerequisite from the state to kind of see, even if they're maybe not planning on going to college. But this gives us the chance to also analyze kind of where we're at as far as those high school students. It gets a little different in high school where we're trying to, of course, analyze how well the students are doing, but we're also trying to get them on a pathway that makes sense to them. So maybe that's college, maybe that is a career technical experience, maybe that is going to the workforce or the military, but that's the goal, is to really try and get these students on the path that they want to do, and then specialize that education for them so that they can have as much success as possible when they get out of high school.
Sure. Well, let me ask you something else. As you know, much of what happens within the local school districts around the state is directly controlled by the state of DOE. It's directed by them and the legislature as well. So do you have any new initiatives coming down from the state level?
We do. And there's always quite a few, as we just finished that legislative session for the state. And this was a non-budget year, so it was focused more on maybe cleaning up some bills or some new initiatives that they wanted. And a couple that are going to hit the schools. The first one is the cell phone bill. Every school board in the state is going to have to come up with a policy, I think by July 1st, to kind of dictate what that cell phone policy is going to be for the district. And it's really kind of forced the non-use of cell phones, unless it's for educational purposes, or there's a couple of carve-outs like for medical use or in an emergency. But like, our school board is going to have to go through that process and decide how do they want that cell phone policy to look for Jackson Dell. And it's probably going to be a little different for students. And I know, you know, a lot of schools, and we're one, that you don't allow cell phones, you know, possibly during class or things like that. You see some differences there with teachers and how they use them. And it's a little more lax right now. And I think that is going to be a big change come this summer on what that cell phone bill is going to look like for every school corporation.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything coming down the pike related to this whole literacy initiative?
Yes, and that is the other one. And that is one that, kind of back when we talked about iRead3 just a minute ago, is they've seen some declines in the literacy scores as far as iRead3 across the state. And so they're trying to come up with some ways to help with those scores, to increase literacy. And right now, one of the kind of the hot button issues is that our teachers are going to have to, as of right now, take 80 hours worth of professional development. And then also, they're going to have to take a praxis test to get this endorsement, this literacy endorsement, put on their license. And I'll be honest, I don't think many teachers have a problem with professional development. We do that continuously throughout the year. I think that the 80 hours worth, that the fact that we're going to have to pay for, the teacher is going to have to pay for a praxis test, which is just another, you know, additional cost and things like that. So that is definitely a hot button issue right now with the educators across the state. I think everyone knows we want to do as much as we can. We want every student to pass iRead. We want every student to be proficient when it comes to literacy. It's just maybe what's the best approach to do that. And I feel comfortable here at Jackson Dell because I know our teachers are working hard and our pass rates exceed state averages, and we're always going to continue to push that. It's just some of these kind of initiatives is what makes it hard as far as all this professional development and taking tests and things like that.
Yeah. And I assume that that's all tying into this movement with the science of reading, right?
It is. And that's one that they've just implemented where all curriculum is going to have to be based on the science of reading. And we're already doing that. Our curriculum is fine in that nature. It's just, I think maybe some aren't doing as much. And so the state felt that they needed to to kind of come up with a different plan, and it's going to change and hopefully develop and over the next couple of years, and we'll kind of see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me shift gears on you because, you know, this is a busy time of year, and I was wondering if there were, in terms of the events calendar and happenings going on at Jackson Dell, are there any things that you would like to report to our listeners?
As we mentioned before, this is a super busy time. That end of the year kind of rush is crazy for any school district. So we do have a lot of things coming up. I mean, we have countless field trips coming up this spring up until the end of the year for a lot. I mean, really, elementary, middle school, high school, they're all going to be taking different field trips and kind of getting out into the warm weather and enjoying some of the things that we've talked about and trying to tie in some of these educational experiences to hopefully make it a little more relevant to the student. We have a lot of projects. We're really excited that, in fact, we've talked on the show before about our bonding, and that is kind of up and running. Our high school roof should get started here pretty soon as far as the replacement of that. We actually have a lot of flooring replacement taking place at the elementary and the high school. And in fact, I think they just finished up Friday was the kind of the final piece to the elementary roof where they replaced the little entryway peak that comes in above that entryway. And I think that ties in now that we have a completely new roof there at the elementary, which is great. And so, yeah, there's a lot of things. And honestly, it's going to be a very chaotic summer here. We're going to have to share a lot of information with our Jackson Dell community as far as what it's going to look like here on campus, because there's going to be a lot of disruptions. But we will have campus open. You know, latchkey will still take place and things like that. We just may have to get creative as far as, you know, driving into the parking lots or maybe where that's going to take place. So we've got a lot of information to share here over the next couple months.
Well, you know, as we were talking a little bit before the show, it truly is perplexing. The school years just go by so quickly, and graduation will be here before we know it. Can you remind our listeners as to the date, time of graduation for the class of 2024?
Absolutely. Graduation will be May 31st. That is a Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the high school gym. And this is different from years past. I know it's been a while since we've had it on a Friday, but that switch was made a year or two ago. So, yeah, Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m.
Well, that's a big day for graduates and their families. That's wonderful. And we wish them all the success in the world. Well, Sam, this has been a beneficial conversation indeed. I do believe that your stakeholders benefit from this monthly Super Chat podcast. Good job today. And I'd like to thank you for joining me here on Super Chat.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. It's always a pleasure. And one thing I do like to remind the listeners is I know some like to go back and maybe listen to other episodes that we do have all those about the last year or so listed on the website. Right there on the top, it says Super Chat, so they can find that at the top of the page and check out all the episodes.
Excellent. Great point, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jackson Dell Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us, email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jackson Dell Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools.